recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And we're heading south today for our homily highlight. Here is Father John Boyle, pastor at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Catholic Church.
I think there are some people in the life of the church who live their life so intensely that they seem ready for heaven before their time. The young men who were canonized this morning by Pope Leo could be counted among them. I think it was St. John of the Cross who said that for one who is on the path to holiness, in other words, who lives his life seeking an ever deeper relationship with Jesus, with heaven as his goal, that internal inheritance that we prayed for in the collect of the Mass, for that person, death will be the most natural conclusion to the journey of life, maybe a bit like pulling off the exit ramp of the interstate to finally arrive at one's definitive destination. And perhaps St. Pier Giorgio Frassati and St. Carlo Acutis are amongst these that have been riding on the outside lane fast to sanctity, and they've got to that exit ramp before you and I, who, those of us are older at least, living longer because we're going on the inside lane, taking our time. But hopefully we'll get to that exit ramp at the right time. St. Pier Giorgio Frassati said, "The day of my death will be the happiest day of my life." Perhaps he and St. Carlo Acutis lived their lives so intensely focused on God that they could not have lived any longer. They were ready, and the Lord chose illness as the means to bring them home to himself. In the case of St. Pier Giorgio Frassati, it was poliomyelitis, polio, that he contracted from one of the poor people he used to visit, which brought about his death at the age of 24 in the evening of Saturday, July 4th, 1925. I have a feeling, I think 4th of July is now going to be the feast of St. Pier Giorgio. Giorgio came from a wealthy family. His father was the owner of the prestigious Italian newspaper La Stampa. He was a senator and served as Italian ambassador to Germany. Giorgio's parents were not devout. When a religious sister suggested that Pier Giorgio might be called to the priesthood, his mother rejected it as a detestable idea, saying, "Better let him graduate and then die." Perhaps she didn't realize she was being a bit prophetic. Giorgio's sister recalls, "My mother had other aspirations for her son, a more conventional and glorious future at La Stampa or somewhere else in the world, but not the black cassock." Although his parents did not practice the faith, Giorgio developed an intense love for Jesus in the Holy Eucharist and also for the Rosary. At the age of 10, which was a bit earlier than normal in those times, he received his first Holy Communion. And from the age of 12, he received communion every day, with few exceptions, until the day before he died. He would say, "Feed on this bread of angels, and from it you will gain the strength to fight your inner battle, the battle against passion and all adversities. Because Jesus Christ has promised to those who feed on the Holy Eucharist eternal life and the graces necessary to obtain it." Our Lord tells us today, "If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple." Pier Giorgio faced rejection from his parents because of his practice of the faith and his dedication to the poor, which conflicted with the rather wealthy lifestyle that his family was used to. Anything he had, any money he received, he spent on helping the poor. On Fridays, he would visit poor families with provisions, with his rosary in his hand. And it was, in fact, the Friday before he died, the day before he died, that we read in his life, that sight of Pier Giorgio walking in the streets with provisions for the poor and his rosary in his hand was missed. He loved climbing mountains and organizing expeditions with young people up those mountains. even on those expeditions, he would not miss his time of prayer before the Blessed Sacrament and attendance at Mass and reception of Holy Communion. He was most misunderstood by his family and yet loved by so many. When he died, his sister realized how greatly loved her brother was, as countless people came to the room where his body was lying to pay their respects. And as his body was carried out of the house, people knelt in the streets. His sister remarks, "All at once in the streets, on the pavements, from windows, the light of Pier Giorgio shone in the victory of his humility. A dead man was speaking as a holy image can speak when carried in procession." St. Carlo Acutis also died young at the age of 15 in the year 2006 of galloping leukemia. 11 days after complaining of an inflammation of the throat. His parents were not religious, but he received his first communion at the age of 7, and his devotion to the Eucharist only increased. Just after receiving Holy Communion for the first time, he said, "I have a program for life, always to be united to Jesus." And he called the Eucharist his highway to heaven. He was enamored, in love with, enamored by the real presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. And he spent time in adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, went to Mass every day. But he was in no way odd. His life was authentic. He loved sports, hiking. He loved computers. He created a Eucharistic Miracles exhibition, which is online for the internet, and printed versions of that. Tour the world, as you know, because we had it here a few years ago. He wore the same kind of clothes that young people today wear, as Pier Giorgio wore the same kind of clothes that young people wore 100 years ago. Carlo became a magnet to others. He was attractive and pure. This purity was a characteristic of both these young people. People will tell the purity in their eyes and the purity in their relationships with boys and girls. And Carlo's life shows that ordinary lives can become extraordinary in relationship with God. He would take a stand for the underdog in school, for any student going through some difficulty or being teased by others. And he said, "The more we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, the more we become like him, so that already on this earth we have a foretaste of heaven," again, that eternal inheritance that we prayed for in the collect. He challenges us not to go with the flow, but to follow the individual calling that God has given us. He said, "All of us are born as originals, but so many of us end up as photocopies. So don't just go along with the crowd," he's telling us. "Be who you are called by God to be." And this is, the authentic freedom that we prayed for in the collect of today's Mass. While Carlo's parents were not at first church-going Catholics, they were converted by Carlo's life. Carlo was an only child, and so when he died, he left his parents without any other children. But he had already promised his mother that she would receive a sign. And I think a couple of years after Carlo's death, his mother, both his parents already being in their late 40s, conceived twins. And those twins are now 15 years old. And all the family the first time, apparently, that a whole family would be present at a canonization of one of its members. And I believe that his little brother read one of the readings at Mass this morning in St. Peter's Square. So let's live life to the full. Let's keep our eyes focused on heaven, the Eucharist being our highway. Our Lord tells us today, "Any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple." The greatest thing we have to renounce, of course, is ourselves, in order to give ourselves completely to Jesus, especially in the Holy Eucharist. Let's follow the example of Saints Pier Giorgio and Carlo Acutis by coming and adoring him. It's lovely to see increased numbers of people signing up for the First Friday Adoration that took place just this last Friday and all night through Saturday morning. good number of people throughout the night. It's wonderful to see. If you haven't tried it, please consider signing up. But you know, you can pray anywhere, of course. You can pray on the mountains, as Pier Giorgio loved to do. You can pray in the streets. You can find them in the poor. You can pray in the intimacy of your own home. You can pray while you're traveling in the car. But there's nowhere quite like praying in front of our Lord here in the Blessed Sacrament to truly adore him. That's that love, being enamored with the Blessed Sacrament, to have the desire to be here. This church is open all day, every day, so that you can come and adore him. Let's follow the example of these saints by giving ourselves completely to our Lord, to come and adore him, and also to give ourselves to others.
And that is today's homily highlight. That's Father John Boyle, pastor at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Catholic Church down in Cottage Grove.